My name is Ketia Aurelian. I am a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Vicky Pleat, V-I-C-K-Y-P-L-E-A-T. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and obesity. The kidney functions that remain stable would be one of 24 from 20, creatinine of 1.4 from 1.4, and eGFR of 42 from 39. There is insignificant selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 47.8 milligrams, and no evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 149 milligrams. Period, there is no activity in the urinary sediment. Period, 4+ glucosuria is seen. However, the patient is taking taking Jardiance, which is expected. Period. She denies any urinary symptoms. Period. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium of 10.7 from 10.6. She is currently taking vitamin D3 daily. We advise her to take it every other day instead. Period. We will order ionized calcium and we'll continue to monitor if the serum calcium continues to increase. We may consider further workup with urine and serum protein electrophoresis. Period. We also ordered mineral bone disease workup to rule out hyperparathyroidism, although it is not suspected at this time. Period. Next line, iron deficiency with iron saturation of 14%. Period. However, the HNH has remained stable at 12.3 and 41%. We encourage her to take an iron supplement. Once daily, we will continue to monitor. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Period, her A1C was 8.1% from 7.8%. She is currently taking Jardiance. Period, we increased the Jardiance from 10 milligrams to 25 milligrams, and we will continue to monitor. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained very stable with blood pressure reading of 111 over 70. She is euvolemic and weighs 153 pounds with a BMI of 29. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with stable lipid panel with the exception of elevated triglycerides of 183. We encourage her to decrease her intake of simple carbohydrates, fat, and cholesterol. Period. Continue with the current regimen of atorvastatin, 40 milligrams. Next line, overweight, she has a BMI of 29, She's encouraged to follow a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods and to increase her physical activity. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work and